Bradford and Innisfil are seeing more police chases, but many are cut short to protect public safety. The South Simcoe Police Service released their annual report on police pursuits of suspects in motor vehicles for 2023, as part of the Police Services Board meeting at the South Division Building on Wednesday, February 14. According to the report, the police engaged in 15 pursuits in 2023, an increase from 9 the previous year. The 2023 stats including 9 to address criminal code offenses and 6 for Ontario Highway Traffic Act violations. Deputy Chief Cheryl Sutton attributed the jump to a number of factors, including the growing population as well as the increase in more serious offenses people may be committing, leading them to be less willing to stop for officers. She added that sometimes people panic and instead of pulling over, they make bad decisions. "We prefer our officers not engage in pursuits," Sutton said, emphasizing there are specific requirements under the Police Services Act as to when an officer can engage in a pursuit. Reasons include whether a criminal offense has been or is about to be committed, identifying a vehicle or occupant, there are no other alternatives, and the need to pursue outweighs the risk to public safety. Police aborted 12 pursuits for public safety reasons, with one ending after successful use of a tire deflation device, and another after a vehicle slid off the road. "Kudos to our officers for having the fortitude to actually terminate a pursuit on their own," Sutton said. "I'm happy to say there were no collisions or injuries as a result of the pursuits our officers participated in." Two of those aborted pursuits led to follow-up investigations and charges. In total, police arrested 4 people and laid 18 charges as a result of pursuits, including 11 under the Ontario Highway Traffic Act, 6 under the Criminal Code and 1 under the Compulsory Automobile Insurance Act. October was the busiest month for pursuits with 3, while January through April and also July had 2 each, and May and September had 1 each. March and February saw the most provincial offenses charges from pursuits with 5 and 4, respectively. There were 2 in April and 1 in October. March, May and October each saw 3 charges laid under the Criminal Code from pursuits. March, April, May and October each saw 1 arrest from pursuits.